What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Go to the Rude Guest Hotline. We've been waiting all week for this conversation. I'm fired up for this. Mike Sando in his 28th year covering the National Football League. The Athletic Hall of Fame selector does a awesome quarterback tiers piece he's been doing for years at multiple outlets. And now, as part of The Athletic, he talks to dozens of executives and coaches. This is a ranking based on the opinions of insiders and league officials. So we don't do lists and rankings very often on this show. A lot of them are just noise. But I really, really like this one, and it matters to me year in and year out when this quarterback list comes out. And we've got Mike on to discuss it now on Grant and Danny. Mike, thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, our pleasure. Very cool to catch up with you. So let's just start with kind of the work that goes into this. Give people a little more of an idea than I just did on how you actually go about this project.
Yeah, so 28th year covering the league, 12th year doing quarterback tiers. And after the draft is over and the lineups are kind of set at quarterback, at least we know who's in the mix. We exclude all the rookies. I put together a sheet and I send out to, or, you know, I usually meet in person with or talk to guys on the phone with, Zoom with guys in some cases. That's coaches and executives around the league, 50 of them, to put each of these quarterbacks into one of the tiers. The tiers have, you know, definitions that can be interesting, but just to summarize, tier one is great, and tier five is you're not really a starter, and in between is kind of incrementally along the way. And this year I ended up with six GMs, six assistant GMs, six former GMs that are working in other roles, five other execs, eight head coaches, 19 assistants, 15 of the assistants are coordinators, and average it all together, you know, so you could see Patrick Mahomes got 50 votes all in tier one, all the way down to, you know, at the bottom, Kenny Pickett had, no votes in the top three tiers, all in tier four and five. So in between, they stack up. It's interesting. It's a market analysis, really, of how the league views the quarterbacks, and it's always fun to discuss.
Mike, when you were doing it this year, what was your biggest surprise, given your kind of preconceived notion or idea that, you know, somebody might be somewhere and then the consensus was totally different? And Then maybe give me an all-time surprise.
Surprises this year, you know, a little bit of a surprise to see Matthew Stafford peek his head into tier one. He had been 11 straight years, I think, in tier two. He didn't, the conversation around him didn't change a lot, but he got just enough votes for that. I thought Jared Goff might fall with Ben Johnson leaving Detroit. That didn't happen. He's solidly in the top 10. You know, we didn't really know what was going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. He got votes in four different tiers. I thought that was notable. And then the discussion around Caleb Williams was more negative, you know, than I was expecting. I think we knew there could be some reservations after he took so many sacks, but you also could have envisioned, hey, Ben Johnson's there, this guy, they're going to get the most out of him. And instead, it was really a lot of questions about how quickly he can process. And so that was very, you know, striking about it this year. All-time surprises, that's an interesting one. I'd probably have to think about it. I do think one thing that is interesting is how the league has gotten so much younger. So if you look at Tier 2 this year, you're going to have guys like Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Goff, Stroud, Hurts, Mayfield, Prescott, Jordan Love, and Brock Purdy. A lot of guys, you know, on the younger side. Here's your Tier 2 from 2020. Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, and Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
So it was a lot of, there's a lot more experience in the league before. And I think we're, you know, it's just trended young as a lot of those kind of classic long-term guys have aged out. And now, you know, you have, you know, Matthew Stafford might be the last of that, you know, one of the last guys in that elder statesman role who is still in the top two tiers. And I guess Dak Prescott, you know, too.
Stafford ended up ranking fifth at the back end of tier one, which was interesting because it feels to me like there's like a four horsemen in the National Football League, which is that Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson group. And then we kind of have this best of the rest conversation. But actually, Stafford got in above the line of demarcation here.
He did, but he's on a much smaller horse, if these were horsemen. You know, he's like on a pony, I think. You know, you have to get, you know, at least 25 votes in Tier 1 to make it into Tier 1. He got 26. And the other guys, Lamar got 46. Josh Allen got 47. Mahomes and Burrow got 50 each. So he's right on the border, but he's still a fair amount above Jaden Daniels and the guys in Tier 2, kind of in between. He's a Tier 1A. Let's call it, for Stafford. And I think if I did it right now with him missing camp and the back injury, maybe some of those voters would, you know, have some reservations.
So you mentioned Jaden Daniels. Let's get to him as you're on here in D.C., who is the first guy in Tier 2, which is 8 deep, and the 6th-rated quarterback in the National Football League via the folks that you talk to. So let's just start with your reaction to Daniels coming in that high after the one season. And then also some of what you heard when you did talk to people about him.
Yeah. So I was expecting him to come in high just because not only did he have a great rookie season, but he ended up in the championship game. Very hard to do. They obviously didn't have a great defense or something else that carried them to get there. It was a lot of him. And it was against expectation largely that the team would do that well. So I think the postseason gave him some validation that some of these other guys who have good years maybe don't get. He set the record for in the 12 years I've been doing this, for a second-year quarterback making their debut. Remember, I don't have rookies in it. So he broke the C.J. Stroud record from last year. Stroud had broken Justin Herbert's record from 2021. And as you know, sometimes in the second year, C.J. Stroud takes a little step back for whatever reason. It's tougher around him. Defenses adjust to him, whatever. Justin Herbert has kind of plateaued, come a little bit back. So, you know, it's all good positive feelings about Jaden Daniels. No one really poked any holes in him. I think there were some who, you know, questioned the team around him a little bit. There were some who, you know, wanted to see how it would evolve with Cliff Kingsbury. I thought there was a very interesting point made that, you know, oftentimes these draft classes, it evolves over time in terms of which one you think is the best. Look no further than 2018, when I think Sam Darnold was, you know, in the top couple after only 1 year, and it ends up now being, you know, clearly Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Those guys took him a while to get going, at least in the case of Josh Allen, and, you know, was up and down. So I do think we need to see it settle out. The interesting point that was made was, hey, you know, is it with Bo Nix coming in pretty strong too, albeit in Tier 3, is there a quarterback coaching and development contest between Sean Payton and Cliff Kingsbury? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, Athletics Mike Sando with us here on Grant and Danny. What's the floor and what's the ceiling for next year's set of rankings for Jaden Daniels?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, I think the floor is going to be still in Tier 2. I think the ceiling is going into Tier 1, but I think the floor could be a low Tier 2, you know, if you were to have or even a mid-Tier 2, because look at C.J. Stroud is right now the upper middle of Tier 2. He's tied with Jalen Hurts. So I think Jaden Daniels would have to have a really tough year to drop much below that.
And describe for me, as I look at the polling here, the panel vote breakdown. So did you ask, mm-hmm, and people said, oh, he's Tier 1 or he's Tier 2? Is that what the 17 versus the 31 is?
Yeah, exactly. So that means, you know, as I went through this, speaking with each of the 50 people, 17 of them said Tier 1 for Jaden Daniels. 31 of them said Tier 2. One said Tier 3. And one in Tier 4. So Tier 4 is a little weird. It's like it could be a veteran that's been around a long time and you don't really see him as a starter for the whole season. Or it could be, you know, someone you just want more information. So there was one voter who took everyone in the class of 2024 and said, I need to see more than 1 year. Mm. It wasn't really a slap. It was just a outlier type vote. Now, I find that when you talk to 50 people, you're going to get one or two that see it a different way, sometimes a different way than intended.
Can you go into the, obviously not the specifics of who and when, but like the voter who said the Washington has the best passer in our division. Someone in the NFC East, I guess, told you this. And what you feel about that, just to go deeper into that, you got Prescott with Dallas, who is a regular 4,500-yard type guy. Obviously, Hurts in Philly, and then the Giants are their own fiasco. But how big of a deal is that statement?
I think it's a big deal. I think it is a big deal to say that. Now, you know, I don't think Hurts is really known as a great passer. He's known as a good enough passer. And I think what it's saying is this person would be – there's a lot of people who think Dak Prescott needs the run game a lot too. Okay, there's a lot of people. He got 19 Tier 3 votes, and Jaden Daniels only got one. So that's a big difference. And so what that means is in Tier 3, a lot of people are thinking – we got to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands a little bit. He's better off, you know, running the ball. Let's play some defense. So it's telling you that that person, and I think others, think that, you know, Jaden Daniels is better suited to handle a little bit more higher volume passing than Hurts, Prescott, and certainly Russell Wilson.
Who are some other guys that Daniels may be clustered with? I'm looking at Herbert, Goff, whom you mentioned, Stroud as well. Who do you think could also jump into that tier one next year?
Yeah, well, we've been waiting for Justin Herbert to do it. I don't know that that's going to happen. It just feels like he's very good, and they're going to more of a run game type of a thing. So he has the talent to do it, but maybe it would have happened by now. Jared Goff, I think, is a solid two all day, but we're not predicting him to move up without Ben Johnson, are we? That doesn't make a lot of sense. I think C.J. Stroud could. I think he got 12 Tier 1 votes a year ago, only one this year, but you know, if they get things right there, he's somebody I think he could push to the top of tier two. It might surprise me a little if he went to one. Jalen Hurts isn't going to one. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to one. Dak isn't. I don't think Purdy is. Maybe outside chance of Jordan Love. But I think this is a big year for him, too. And we've seen good, but I don't know if we've seen consistently good.
What interested you about the difference year to year from the high risers to the low fallers? You know, Sam Darnold plus nine, Baker Mayfield plus eight spots were the biggest risers. And then maybe not surprisingly based on age, coming off injury, Rodgers minus nine spots, Cousins who got hurt, got benched, minus 12 spots. Like, what stands out to you among those two groups?
Yeah, so Mayfield, you know, continuing to do well and pull well in this thing with different coordinators every year. He's under a defensive head coach, and they've had back-to-back offensive coordinators who had never been offensive coordinators before and each got head coaching jobs. Can he do it again with a third first-time coordinator? I mean, that seems interesting to me and pretty validating for him. I think a distinction I would make on the fallers is I had mentioned that in Tier 4 you can get there by being, you know, like Joe Flacco, who people don't think ideally would start the whole year, or you can be there like J.J. McCarthy because you haven't played enough. There's not enough info. And so Kirk Cousins appears a little bit ahead of Michael Penix here, but it's a little misleading because Michael Penix got 39 votes in Tier 4, but they were all like, hey, not enough info. I'm excited about this guy, but not enough info. Whereas Cousins got 24 in Tier 4. That's 24 people saying, I don't think you're a starter anymore. So, you know, I think there's more excitement around Penix, even though he's a notch below Cousins, and it's just the way that the tier definitions are.
Mike, looking down the list a little bit, and Mike Sander with us here on Grant and Danny, Drake May at 22. I get it. Not much happening there in New England last year. He was kind of, you know, pushing uphill in a headwind. But I was really surprised that Bo Nix was down there at 20. You know, if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels, that might have been one of the stories of the league in terms of how, you know, how he kind of took the league by storm for a surprisingly good Denver team. Thoughts on Bo Nix at 20?
Yeah. I'm with you because all of the talk around him was positive, too. Now, I do think that people think Sean Payton and the fit has a lot to do with that, whereas, look, the fit with Jaden Daniels is good, too, but there's a reason he went higher, right? I mean, I think people just think Jaden Daniels is a better prospect than Bo Nix, and that Bo Nix maybe just physically, you know, isn't necessarily going to be Tier 1. So I think the statement made on Jaden Daniels was he's a 2, could become a 1. The statement made on Bo Nix is maybe he played like a 2 the second half of last year, but I kind of want to see it again before we put him there. And so I think if he has a similar record, similar production and results next season, I think he'll go to Tier 2. I think he just sort of got the, hey, it's only 1 year. It was kind of Tier 2, but we want to see it again.
It's funny to me, as we talked to Mike Sando, who did this quarterback ranking for The Athletic. You should check it out. The tiers that he put together and the insight from folks all around the league. Like this, the pullout quote on Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback to ever live, which I love. But I've seen so many of these lists where, like, going into the season, Mahomes isn't ranked number one. And I bring this up to say, it is my belief that he might be the greatest quarterback to ever live. Like, when you juxtapose his career to right now and Tom Brady's, to me, he's like several car lengths ahead of him at this point. He obviously now has to play a lot more and win more. But like, I think you could easily say Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest quarterback ever at this point. But I say that to also say, the last couple of years, like, Joe Burrow played better football last year. So if you're just making a list of who's the best quarterback in the league going into this season, like coming off last year, you could put Burrow or Allen ahead of him. I just want to get your thoughts on that, like lifetime achievement versus it hasn't been that fun. There haven't been that many style points for the Chiefs here in the last year or two.
No, I agree. I love, one of the things I love about the voters in this is, you know, they don't overreact. And they're, like I said, there's a kind of a delay where when you're a rookie coming in, it's like, hey, Jaden Daniels played tier one ball, but we're not going to just put him there yet. We want to see it again. Bo Nix played tier two ball. We're not putting him there yet. You kind of come in, you know, it takes a while to for there to be change. And I think for Mahomes, by the way, 11-0 last year in one score games. I mean, that's happening because your quarterback, right, is pulling out these games with maybe not a lot of greatness around him. Certainly the offensive line at left tackle was a problem. Weaponry, there's been injuries. I think that if it's not going to, he's had a couple down years statistically, but that's not enough to be overtaken. Like, he was still in the Super Bowl because largely of him. And so I think it would take a combination of the stats being down and him getting leapfrogged in the playoffs and the AFC side, where let's just say if Josh Allen next year put up the types of numbers he did again, and they won the Super Bowl and they beat, knocked out Mahomes in the divisional round. Like, I think then you would have you might have a few guys having the conversation, right? I don't know that Mahomes would come out of tier one here, meaning I think he would still be unanimous tier one, but you might have some people saying, hey, not only that, I think Josh Allen's on par or something. I think that's what it'll take.
Mike, great conversation, excellent work, and an awesome piece as always, man. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Mike Sando of The Athletic. Go check him out. Great piece. It's an annual must read for me because it's not a few people putting together a list. It's quite literally GMs and coaches all over the league giving their opinions on every quarterback, and you see where your guy stacks up. I love it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.